Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Hey, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got a really fun and informative show for you today. We're going to open the show by talking to two Prescott Valley police officers, K-9 officer Matt Williams and public information officer Jerry Ferguson. Now, when you hear the newscasts here on KQ&A, quite often you hear the voice of Jerry Ferguson. You'll hear that today on Q&A. We'll be talking about all sorts of things involving police matters locally. Then, after the news break with Link, we will talk with Chris Vaughn. She is a clinical herbalist with the Herbal Wisdom Institute. Got some pretty interesting stuff about wellness and healing that you can do drug-free and completely natural. So Chris Vaughn will be coming up after the news break at the bottom of the hour. You know, this being Tuesday, it's Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14, and they don't get much more classic than this one. Gone with the Wind, the big one. It takes the screen at 7 o'clock tonight at the Prescott Valley, or the Harkins 14 movie theater in Prescott Valley. It's only $5, and it all starts at 7 o'clock. We've got Jerry Ferguson and Matt Williams just around the corner on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Everyone, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, we have in the studio Jerry Ferguson and Officer Matt Williams. Jerry, you're an officer, too. I neglected to say that. You've been in the police department for how long?
I've been with Prescott Valley for 2.5 years. I'm a civilian right now. I've had the 50 years of law enforcement sworn background, and they have me now doing background investigations as well as doing the public information releases.
And where did you do police work before?
I was Pasadena, California, South Pasadena, L.A. County Sheriff's Department, Hawaii County PD, and Atascadero PD.
You know, when you say the Pasadena area, I'm thinking back to one of my favorite structures in all of America. Beautiful place. Unfortunately, it was closed for 20 years as the Suicide Bridge. You know what I'm talking about.
I know it well. I handled three off of that when I was there, and they're all stories that bring tears.
I can just imagine the book you're going to write someday.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Officer Matt Williams, you're a canine officer, correct?
Yes, sir.
And describe your partner you have with you in the studio today.
So with me today, I have my canine partner, Turco. He's a 4.5-year-old German Shepherd. Me and him have been a team for about the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about what goes on to get you and Turco acquainted. How long does it take before you two can pretty well read each other?
You know, it's a constantly ongoing process. Mm-hmm. So every day, as he wants to talk right now, we're learning, growing. It takes a good solid 2 months before you can certify.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to selecting a dog for a canine service in the police department, take me through the training they go through.
So we're getting our dogs. They're about a year and a half old when we get them. Mm-hmm. And they've been started by either a kennel, it's usually in Europe, because that's where majority of the police dogs are coming from.
Really?
The difference is my dog was actually born in a kennel in Mexico City, and then he went to a company called Waddell Kennels in Phoenix area. We then purchased him from there, and he basically is what we call started.
Okay.
So he has a basic understanding of apprehension or how the search game goes to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get them, and it takes some time to let them completely figure out the game, because everything is a game.
So. Sure. And you have to make it that way to keep them motivated, correct?
Oh, yes. He gets more excited about going to work than I think majority of the people out there. Makes my job a little easier when I go out there.
Now, are you able to bring Turco home?
Yes. So Turco, all of our canines live with their handlers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full-time job. It's not just you work your 40 for the week and then move on. You know, on our off days, vacation days, we still have requirements, the care, the upkeep. But it's just like having another family member. I just spend more time with him than my actual family because he goes to work with me.
Sure.
So,
tell me about what got you involved. You've been a police officer for how long?
11 years.
And what got you involved in this field?
So when I was in the Navy, right out of high school, I went to the Navy. I got in. I wanted to become a canine handler.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, they weren't wanting to negotiate on reenlistment. So I said, you know, Prescott Valley had just started their canine program. So I basically tested for Prescott Valley in the hope of becoming a canine handler one day, and here I am now. So.
Let me ask you this. I always ask police officers and first responders this question. And Jerry, you can jump in too. Were you in the military before going into police work?
Yes, I was. But had you asked me a year before I joined the police department if I was going to be a police officer, I'd have laughed at you.
Really? And I'll ask Matt first. What has the military experience, how has that helped you as a police officer?
You know, for me, learning to be on your own right out of high school after, you know, living with your family for the first 18 years. But more than that is dealing with people and learning different cultures. Because when you go to boot camp and you are in the military, you're with people from all over the country,
mm-hmm.
different backgrounds, different philosophies of life, you know, and you learn so much and you learn how to really understand other people, mm-hmm. I guess is the best way to put it. So that communication skills was huge.
And no matter what kind of differences you guys have, if you are in a battle situation, whether in the military or police, you have to have each other's back ultimately, right?
Yes, sir.
And there are no atheists in the foxhole, are there?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Jerry, tell me what kind of successes you've been seeing in Coffee with a Cop.
We began Coffee with the Cop in July of 2016, and we do it monthly. So because of that, it's on an ongoing basis, different restaurants, different times. This past week, we were at Blue Hills and packed the place out. Mm-hmm. Everywhere we've been, we've received very positive comments from the community, as well as the officers who are interacting with them. So it's a program that we feel is very vital for us to maintain community relationships.
What are some of the most frequent questions the officers with Coffee with a Cop get asked? Or concerns?
Well, one I was asked last week was, how do I get out of a ticket when I get stopped? And I just very simply said, back it up one more step and don't get stopped.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
Yep. So there are questions on that. There's questions. This last time we had a number of questions. We have a verified alarm ordinance in our town to where there has to be some verification that something's happening before mm-hmm. we'll send out a police officer. So there are questions pertaining to that. Other times people say, well, what's happening in our neighborhood? What kind of activities in our neighborhood? Or thank you for patrolling. A lot of times it's just affirmation.
Sure.
Thanking us for being there.
You know, that question about how you get out of a ticket. I had not been pulled over by a police officer in probably 30 years. And I hadn't watched, you know, TV cop shows, things like this. So when I got pulled over, I thought I'd be the helpful citizen. I get out of the car. I reach for my wallet in my back pocket. Well, you can imagine how that went. Now, I mean, the world has changed, right?
Yes.
Well, I learned right away. Just what should someone do if they're pulled over?
I'll let Matt answer that as well. But first of all, stay in the car. Keep mm-hmm. your hands visible. If it's a nighttime, turn your inside light on. Mm-hmm. Make no sudden moves at all. And then take full directions from the officer.
And Matt, I have to ask you, when you pull somebody over, you have no idea until you get clearance from headquarters who this person is, what their background is, what condition they're in, or anything. That's got to be scary.
It is. I mean, that's one of the biggest unknowns is every time we make contact with somebody, we don't know who they are. We don't know what's going on for them that day or what status they're in. And it takes a little time. And that's why Jerry's right. You know, keeping your hands visible, just complying and going through the process. It's all a process. We don't want to do it as much as you guys want to go through it.
Sure.
But we all want to go home safe. Not only us as officers, but we also want our citizens to go home safe, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, Jerry's exactly right. Turn your inside lights on at night. Keep your hands visible, and you know, if you need to go in your glove box, just tell us, hey, I'm going in my glove box. You know, little things like that.
In other words, don't pose a threat to the officer. Pretty simple, isn't it?
One of the greatest things that we'll never figure out is why they simply don't comply when first given an instruction.
You're not going to win, first of all.
Correct.
And I've never understood people who decide to pick a fight in a situation like that. It's just amazing. Now, Jerry, you also have some great news. Effective 6 o'clock tonight, our listeners can see for themselves the Citizen Police Academy. What is that?
We start our third police academy. We do it spring. We do it fall. It's an 11-week, 3 hours a night, one night a week. Where we expose the citizen to every dynamic of the police department, mm-hmm. every facet of our department, whether it be SWAT, whether it be public relations, whether it be report writing, whether it be the K-9 unit, everything that a police department has, we have that exposed 3 hours a night once a week. So there's a new chapter every time it comes. It's an 11-week program.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, you had to go through the police academy first, right?
Yes, sir.
What goes on there?
You know, it's a basics of becoming an officer, the mm-hmm. basics of understanding the laws for the state, then also the federal laws that impact us, and, you know, the Constitution and everything. So it's a bare bones, like, here you have a foundation to become an officer. And then when you go to your agency after completing the academy, then the real learning starts. Mm-hmm. And Jerry can probably tell you that, too. You know, he's gone through that process. And that's where you truly learn how to be an officer, is once you actually get on the road and you're working, you know.
Tell me the difference between what you learn in the academy versus what you learn from 11 years as an officer.
Wow. I think every day I'm still learning something. Mm-hmm. You know, there's new stuff that comes across, new encounters. Every day at work is a new day. Literally, I learn something every day, whether mm-hmm. it's, for me as a canine handler, something about it, my dog, an interesting conversation I had with a person on the street, or, you know, there's a new law that's enacted by the state. It's one of those things that you never stop. I think the biggest difference is you get a bare bones, like, hey, here's your foundation. Mm-hmm. don't ever stop learning once you actually become an officer.
And listen to your fellow cops, right?
Yes.
They have the experience. Jerry?
One of the things that we emphasize is there's no such thing as routine when it comes to law enforcement. You never assume if it's a silent alarm that's gone off maybe 50 times, you'd never go in there, well, it was false the last time. You never assume anything. You pay attention to as much as you can, as broadly as you can, and then respond accordingly.
Mm-hmm. And, Jerry, you've been through this so many times because Matt mentioned new laws. Every year around January 1st, the newspaper carries a story, all the new laws that just went into effect January 1st. That's got to drive you guys crazy. Because a lot of them are unenforceable, right?
Well, not only that, they don't take any off. Oh. They just keep adding to it. And so for an officer, and I think Matt might be able to address this, but some things people don't understand is an officer does have discretionary power as to what, when, and how far does it go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's where common sense comes to play.
Mm-hmm. Are you ever surprised at how dumb criminals can be? And the example I always use, because it seems like every week we have another story of some drug runner pulled over on I-40 near Ash Fork. And they always have a broken taillight. They've got a missing license plate. They got a cracked windshield. They're speeding. How stupid can you be if you are running $500,000 worth of drugs to be a magnet for an arrest?
They're thinking primarily of themselves only and not of consequences. And most decisions that are made by criminals is always based on the immediate. It's never based on the consequences of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't call them dumb or stupid necessarily, but their behavior, they're suffering the consequences of their own actions.
Boy, that is for sure. Matt, tell me what it's like when you are out on the street and say you're working a late night shift. You're dealing that time of night with a lot of people who probably should be in bed, and they might be drunk, they might be doing drugs, they might be doing things that we're not doing during the day at work. How do you not lose your faith in humanity when you're constantly dealing with people in that realm?
So, you know, for me, I look at everybody, it's case by case.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is different. They've all had their world shaken up in different ways, and some people take different avenues than others. You know, for me, I just treat everybody face value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're honest and straight up with me, I'm honest and straight up with you, and we just go about it. You know, the biggest thing that I probably do to keep myself a little sane and in reality is I'm very involved in youth sports.
Mm-hmm.
So coached a lot of sports. Like right now we're getting ready for the Little League season. That is what keeps you sane, because the children are the fun time. The children, you know, going to see the kids, whether it's at the school or working them in the sports, they're the ones that keep my sanity the most, I say.
And I imagine, too, it's a nice way for kids to be exposed to the fact playing organized sports, there are rules you have to abide by. As long as you stay within those rules, you'll be fine, right?
Yes. And I grew up playing sports my whole life.
Sure.
So for me, you know, both my kids are involved in sports. It means a lot, and learned a lot from sports.
We are talking to Officer Matt Williams and Jerry Ferguson with the Prescott Valley Police Department. Lots more coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live the world over at KQ&A.com. More coming up with Jerry, Matt, and Turco.
Quad Cities, are you listening? Of course you are, and other people have been too, because everyone knows about Norm's Lock and Safe in Prescott Valley, where our Grandma Jody and our Dad Chris fix and replace locks in all shapes and sizes. No job too big, no job too small. They've been getting people back in or keeping people out since way before we were born. Tell them Trinity
and Chloe
sent you to Norm's Lock and Safe.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and where's the best place to get the traditional St. Patrick's Day dinner? At Sally B's Cafe, of course, in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley. As you can probably tell by my accent, I'm not Irish, but I do enjoy a good corned beef and cabbage. At the end of the rainbow, there is that pot of gold, and that's Sally B's Cafe with a traditional St. Patrick's Day dinner for one or two at the deliciously low price all weekend long. May the luck of the Irish be with you from Sally B's Cafe.
Today, customers want to engage via social media and text messaging, and they want to do it from any device and any place. It's critical to stay in contact with your customers, wherever they may be. If your business isn't, your competitor is. We have the answer. Thrive, an integrated business management and communication solution that ensures your brand and message are consistent.
You've got to be out there, and you've got to be different, and you've got to be creative. They've helped me pull it all together to do what this business needs to do, to drive those customers in to call this phone here. That's what they're doing for us.
The programs are user-friendly. They're easy to set up. With Thrive, everything is now consolidated. It works fantastic. I'm not looking back anymore, just forward.
Let us help you stay connected with your customers. It's easy and simple, saving you time and money. Ready to get started? Go to thrive.com or call 888-733-9482. Thrive, your business smarter.
He's all boy, 11 years old, and wishing he had a big brother. Bull for his sake. She's wishing she had a big sister to spend Saturday afternoons with. Bull for her sake. Start something big and make an impact. Right now, Big Brothers Big Sisters couple family matches are in high demand. Round up five friends or coworkers and become a Bull for Kids' Sake team captain. For more information and to register online, visit azbigs.org or call 778-5135. Bull for Kids' Sake lead sponsor, Credit Union West.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 3:22 on Q&A. I have Chris Vaughn, the clinical herbalist, coming up after the news with Link. In the meantime, we are in the studio with canine officer Matt Williams, his canine partner Turco, and Jerry Ferguson, who spent 50 years in law enforcement. Jerry, if you were going to write a book about those 50 years, what would be the biggest story?
Being alive, because sure. There were several times that it could have gone split second either direction for me mm-hmm. or the suspect or an innocent person. Yeah. So avoiding all of that, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be here.
And you spent how many years in Southern California in law enforcement?
Most of it was there. I spent 5 years in Hawaii, but mm-hmm. most of it was in Southern California. So... You know, I've seen that whole cultural change in law enforcement. Yeah, you mentioned sure. in privacy a while ago about staying in the car, getting out of the car when you're stopped. I mm-hmm. remember when they used to get out of the car and no problems, but sure. that's not the way it is now.
Big question about that, because you've spent so many years in Southern California and Hawaii, you have probably dealt with every culture that exists on the face of the earth. And I saw the L.A. Police Department webpage said they speak something like 24 languages. How in the world do you police an area where you're not even sure what language is being spoken?
You try to have as many languages available to you, plus even LAPD, but even over here, we have connections. If we need interpretation, we can immediately make a phone call. Dispatch can get a hold of people mm-hmm. that can speak that language. To give you a context, the LA School District, Los Angeles School District, has over 200 languages
200.
Spoken in that school body.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you're glad you weren't working Rampart, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
very glad.
My goodness gracious.
Very glad.
Matt, let me ask you this question. I'm sure this is part of your training in the academy, but any citizen, when someone, a first responder, comes up to them, be it police, fire, ambulance, whatever, their antenna are out. They're going to remember every single moment of that encounter. How does that affect you as an officer?
You know, for me, it's we're doing the same thing, obviously. You know, our antennas are out because we have other obligations, you know, to go home at night and make mm-hmm. sure everybody's safe.
Sure.
You know, really, the way I look at it is I'm an approachable person. You talk to me any day. I get kids that come up to me all the time because we go into the schools a lot.
Yeah.
Kids will come and say, oh, hey, can I pet Turco? And, yeah, more than welcome. You know, I'll talk to anybody anywhere as long as you want to have a conversation. I'm
sure.
I'm in for it. So.
And when you go to schools, what's the most frequent question you get?
Can we pet the dog?
Really?
Yes, that is the first question we get, and it's always yes, because we do socialize our dogs. They're not big, mm-hmm. scary animals that are, break in case glass in
and
case
they're not
emergency.
Service dogs. Yeah.
No, you know, they do have a role. There is the scary time where we do teach the apprehension work, mm-hmm. but for the most part, their biggest ability is people love our dogs.
Yeah.
You know, I love my dog, but everybody else loves them too. You know, there's a common ground there. So it's always, can you pet your dog? So
last question I'm going to save for Jerry, with all your years in law enforcement and your knowledge of the police academy and with the people you work with, if you were going to sit here and interview a candidate for a police officer, what kinds of questions are you asking me?
First thing is we're going to talk about your background. We have in our department about a 42-page questionnaire that we take them through.
Wow.
And it discusses every facet of their background. And we tell them we're going to look at that background. And if there's anything that we find as an inconsistency between what they're telling us now and what we find out in the background, they've automatically disqualified themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about not just the answers to the questions, but personality. We're going to talk about wisdom, what kind of command parent presence are you presenting. And then we'll talk about basic understanding of why you want to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to ask them loaded questions just to see how they respond under stress?
Generally, we don't, because they're going to find that out in the academy itself. Once mm-hmm. they pass the background and everything, they do scenarios throughout the academy that are stress, not stress, escalating, de-escalating, things of that nature. And Matt might be able to speak to that as well.
Matt?
Yeah, and really when it comes down to the academy and all the scenarios you go through, the training of learning how to talk to somebody who may have a mental altered mental state,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's difficult.
Or maybe impaired.
You know, or impaired. Or, you know, talking, one thing we deal with quite often is dementia people.
People
with dementia or Alzheimer's, that's a hard one. You know, and that's not something you can get out of a question for a pre-hire. That's right. Something you have to experience, and you
mm-hmm.
can't. You know, it's hard to fake that, you know, because that's a tough one. That'll try you more than anything else.
And I'll bet because of it, you guys are really happy to see the crisis intervention unit open, weren't you?
Yes, that has helped us a lot. He's given us a great tool in the community to help everybody. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's what we're here for. You
mm-hmm.
know, if you need that help, we are all about getting you. You know, and that has helped a lot.
One of the things we do at the Prescott Valley Police Department is once we've brought somebody through the stages and they're a hire on, we send them through a month of what we call pre-academy, to where we familiarize themselves. So by the time they get to the academy, they've already got a head start. And so they usually do very well in academy. Then when they come out, they go through their FTO period, field training period.
Mm-hmm.
So when we turn them loose by themselves, we really feel confident in their ability to handle the assignment.
One last question for both of you. When you guys watch a police-oriented movie or TV show, how many times do you go, oh, come on, that doesn't really happen?
Probably a lot more often than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in CI, everybody thinks that fingerprints come back in an hour.
Of course they do.
I wish that was the case.
And DNA, too.
And DNA. I wish that was the case, but yeah. Unfortunately it's not. But
mm-hmm.
But no, it's sometimes hard to watch those shows at times. So
mm-hmm. Jerry?
If we were on television, I could show you the bruises every time I get slapped when I say something to my wife.
Yeah.
That is not the way it really is.
Jerry Ferguson, Matt Williams, and Turco, thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. It's time for News with Link, and then we'll talk with Chris Vaughn. She is a clinical herbalist. We'll talk about the Herbal Wisdom Institute. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012829 5, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender. Hi, folks. It's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Have you had a bad experience with a local heating and cooling contractor? Insane prices for repairs, or they tried to strong-arm you into buying a new system? Don't get pushed around by those guys. They are not the only game in town. Give us a call at 458-8177. We are local, veteran-owned, and operated. You'll be treated with respect and given the proper customer service you deserve. Look for us on Facebook. Visit us at pvhac.com, where you can now book appointments online. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes host the Minnesota Wild live Saturday evening at 6 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Growing up in Prescott, we knew spring was here when my grandmother's lilacs bloomed. I'm Lisa Waters Lane, and my grandma would be thrilled with the new Bloomerang Pink Perfume Lilacs at Waters Garden Center. New pink blooms fill the landscape with fragrance of grandma over and over again in the garden. Mine bloomed three times last year, making spring last well into fall, all for under $25. Lilacs like grandma used to grow, and better. Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Firefighters from 23 states and Canada are getting wildfire training in Prescott this week. The Arizona Wildfire and Incident Management Academy started at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and it runs through Friday. 888 students are training in classes such as wildland fire chainsaws, public information, logistics, and fire behavior analysis. 100 students are enrolled in basic training designed for entry-level firefighters. Various field exercises are being held throughout the week to reinforce material learned in the classroom. Incident Commander Todd Abel says the Academy strives to provide incident responders with high-quality and innovative training by some of the best instructors in the field. Abel is encouraging students to take the opportunity to learn and absorb everything they can and use their knowledge to help them make effective decisions every day. A portion of Glassford Hill in Prescott Valley will be used for open space purposes.
Acreage is being rezoned from commercial, industrial, and residential uses to public lands use. Community Development Director Richard Parker explains why this change is being made.
The town council considered a general plan amendment based on the fact that they acquired over 200 acres of properties, the foothills of Glassford Hill, and affecting portions of Glassford Hill. They did that through a previous agreement with the developer of the Crossroads project.
This change preserves open space and prevents development in this area. Parker says Prescott Valley officials see a benefit to this change.
Like the trail that goes up the side of Glassford Hill is also a benefit to this region to enjoy the outdoors. Not dissimilarly, there will be trails that will interconnect, currently do interconnect, between the city of Prescott and the town of Prescott Valley.
In the past, other government-owned facilities have been rezoned to public lands use. The change goes into effect next month. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight. Showers blow in tomorrow and Thursday. I expect an overnight low of 45 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 60 tomorrow and a high of 46 on Thursday. 49 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 69 and a high on Thursday of 54. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride fight for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You know the sound. AA, MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care in Prescott Valley. But what you may not know about are all of our other services available at AMCO. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. We have been winning over customers with our superior service, competitive pricing, and oh yes, our fresh popcorn. I personally guarantee that you will love your experience with us. So don't go here for an oil change, there for electrical diagnostic, and somewhere else for air conditioning work. We do it all at AA, MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:36 with Chris Vaughn. She is a clinical herbalist with the Herbal Wisdom Institute. Chris, first question, what the heck is a clinical herbalist?
That's a good question. So when I began my herbal studies, I knew very quickly that I wanted to focus in working one-on-one with people who are really looking to make serious change in their health. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the education that I did as my continuing education was focused in the clinical arena. Mm-hmm. So a lot of medical background. I'm not a doctor, but you know, a lot of the same kind of study and understanding of how the body works and what the common pathologies are, and then focusing on herbs that are beneficial for those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. What kind of people are coming to you? Are these people who may be frustrated that the traditional medical approach isn't working?
A lot of the time, probably most of the time, when somebody comes to see me, they have some kind of a chronic condition, and they have been prescribed more and more medications. On average, a first client coming to see me might be on 8 medications. And most of those to combat side effects from the first medication or two. And they're frustrated because they are seeing that they're given more medications, but they're not feeling any better. And so they're starting to reach out and look for alternative or what I call traditional ways of supporting balance in the body. Mm-hmm. Is really what we do with herbs. It's supporting that natural balance.
Is it your experience that in some cases and in some areas, perhaps traditional medicine is a bit stodgy and not open to new avenues?
It is. There's definitely the sector of the contemporary medicine model that is that way. But we do have a movement in that contemporary model of doctors and nurses and other kinds of practitioners that are really coming to an understanding that all of these things can work together for mm-hmm. the best benefit of their patient. Mm-hmm. So that's encouraging. And we're seeing some good progress that way. It's going to still take a long time before it's fully accepted. And that's things like chiropractic and acupuncture and herbs mm-hmm. and massage and, you know, anything else you can think of.
And isn't it amazing so many of these have been used for centuries over in Asia, correct?
Absolutely. Thousands upon thousands of years. And the ways that herbs or these other modalities were used 5,000-10,000 years ago are still the way that we use them today because it still works.
Mm-hmm. And it's drug-free.
And it's drug-free, mm-hmm. right.
And no side effects, right?
Well, I can't say that. With certain herbs, depending on how strong that herb is, there might be some side effects and there might be some interactions with some medications, but that's where somebody like a clinical herbalist is important to work with because then, you know, I monitor that. I pay attention to that. I have to pay attention to strict recommendations of how much a person is taking of a mm-hmm. particular herb in order to negate some of those possible side effects or interactions.
Walk me through the first visit when someone comes to see you for the very first time. What kinds of questions are you asking them?
So it's a lot, in a way, like going through your medical history with a doctor. So if you're coming into me with some digestive issues, I'm going to talk a lot about, or I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about, you know, what does that feel like? What are you experiencing? But then we're going to dig deeper into who you are as a person. What is your life story? What are your relationships like? What, you know, how was it growing up? Because all of these things really clue me in as to where something may have started. What is the root cause? So it's very different than you go to the doctor with something like acid reflux and they're going to give you an acid blocking pill. Mm-hmm. If you come to see me and you say, I have acid reflux, we're going to dig into what are you eating? What is your emotional state like? Are you happy in your job? Are you happy in your relationships? Do you do anything for fun? Because all of these things tell me who you are, how you show up in the world, how you react to the things around you. And from there, I educate and guide you to different herbs or nutritional changes or lifestyle changes that will get to the root cause of why you're having reflux.
Do you think today's doctors are too easily pressured by big pharma to just sell them a pill?
There is definitely a lot of that. I won't say that every doctor is that way. I don't want to, you know, make that generalization, but unfortunately that's a lot of what is happening.
And certainly a lot of patients don't want to do the homework or the hard work involved, like, say, for a weight loss thing. Can't you just give me a pill? Because they don't want to diet and they don't want to exercise. Right.
Right? Yeah. Oh, the first time somebody comes to me and I start to talk to them about their diet, their eyes glaze over.
Sure.
And I might not see them again for 6 months
mm-hmm.
until things are worse. And then they come back and they go, okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Now, a lot of our listeners, like me, are baby boomers. And when they hear the word herb and clinical, they're thinking of Jimi Hendrix, come on and dig my herb. Let's make clear what your shop is not.
Correct. We are not a medical marijuana clinic. We're not a dispensary. We don't certify anyone. Along with doing clinical work in Herbal Wisdom Institute, we are first and foremost an educational facility. Yeah. So we do classes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we might hold classes that talk about cannabis as a medical option, just like we would talk about rosemary.
Sure.
Or thyme or golden seal, because what we strive to do is really teach all of the avenues of valid herbal medicine.
Mm-hmm. And one of those avenues is described on your webpage, which, by the way, is really great.
Thank you.
What is an herbal first aid kit?
So an herbal first aid kit is a group of herbs and other types of maybe dietary supplements that are specific to what happens in your home often. And so not just wound care, although that is important in any kind of a first aid kit, but really if your family tends to get a lot of digestive issues, then we would recommend herbs that are specific to some digestive help, so that if you went out to eat and you started having indigestion, you would know right what to go and take out of your herbal first aid kit
mm-hmm.
to help calm that indigestion. Or if you had a fever, or if you got a cough. And a lot of these things in an herbal first aid kit really come right out of your kitchen cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the first place I teach people to turn, is right to their own kitchen.
Is this kind of remedy expensive?
It can be. If you're always just buying prepared herbal products from the store.
Mm-hmm.
So at Herbal Wisdom Institute, we also try to teach people how to make their own medicines at home.
Okay.
Because buying herbs or growing herbs in your garden is very inexpensive.
Sure.
And so if you already have a garden and you want to come in and learn what to do with your oregano or your thyme, more than just putting it in your food, you know, how do we turn that into a tea? How do we turn that into a extract of that plant? So now we have more potent medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's not expensive.
Yeah. Now, one of our listeners happened to see our interview on Sandy and Friends last week and had an interesting question. My dog has some problems with chronic pain. Is there anything you can help him with?
Absolutely. And dogs respond really well to herbal medicine. And we can give them very little to get the same effect that we would be trying to get ourselves. Now, there are some herbs that dogs cannot have. So we're kind of choosy about what types. And I never, ever use essential oils around animals. There are a lot that you can, but I am pretty choosy. Some essential oils can be very toxic to dogs and to cats. So, again, working with an herbalist, depending, you know, to really look at what is happening with your dog, why are they having pain, and doing some things to really help support the balance in the body.
Give me a rough demographic breakdown of who is coming to see you, age, background, international ethnicities, things like this. I would imagine you probably get your share of Asian people coming in because this is a pretty diverse area, and they're more familiar with these treatments, aren't they?
We do have some, and in the clinic I also have an Oriental medicine practitioner. So we really have the opportunity to reach out to a lot of different backgrounds and interests. So some people are really drawn to the Asian herbal medicine, and some are drawn to the Western herbal medicine, which is what I do. So our people who come to see us and to take classes range anywhere from my youngest student's 22. The oldest student I had was 76. I see clients anywhere from 16 years old to in their 80s and from all different backgrounds. A lot of people that come in to see me for clinic or to take a class have some medical background too. They're nurses or social workers or chiropractors that are looking for, you know, another avenue to add into what they do.
We mentioned before how doctors are slowly coming around to absorbing or accepting, you know, treatments from different cultures. You've been a guest speaker to YRMC, haven't you?
Yes, I was a guest speaker for their, they have a respiratory club for people who have COPD. And I've also spoken at the Multiple Sclerosis Society as well.
What first got you involved in this?
Oh, gosh. 10 years ago, my youngest daughter got sick. She was seven, and she developed some stomach problems. And I wasn't brought up around anything natural. So, of course, I took her to the doctor. And their only answer was to give her an antacid at seven. And I knew in my gut that that wasn't right, but I didn't have anything else to do. And it turned into really about 9 months of us taking her in for test after test and not getting anywhere. And a friend of mine who was into natural remedies made some suggestions of some things that I could give her, like fish oils and probiotics and then a couple of herbs. And so I went ahead and did that, not really expecting anything. And within 3 days, the change was dramatic.
Really?
And it made me really take a step back and go, okay, I'm missing something really big here. So I began to research, and that research kept leading me back to herbalism. And so I enrolled in a course. My husband thought I was absolutely crazy. But it changed and transformed our family and the way we live, and it's been incredible.
Do you also make suggestions on someone's diet and their lifestyle?
I do. I'm also an integrative nutrition coach, and so I look at diet first in most situations. When somebody comes to see me, the first thing I do is not give them an herb. We really look at what are you eating? How are you fueling your body? Are you getting the nutrients that you need? And not only are you getting them, but are you absorbing them?
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Is your digestive system strong enough and working well that you're actually absorbing your nutrients? So we work on digestion first, and then I give herbs for what symptoms might be left after we've made those changes.
And when you look at corporate America, I mean, even Sprouts Markets now, like a third of their store is devoted to these kinds of medicines, aren't they?
Oh, yes, it's a lot, and it's growing. I don't remember what the latest numbers are on the natural products industry, but it's huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are really understanding that this matters. Food matters, and taking care of our health matters. And if we keep going the way we're going, we're not going to get any better.
Sure.
So we have to make a change.
Do you get a lot of people in their, maybe in their 70s who are still fairly healthy and they want to try and keep the healthy lifestyle going, stay active, things like this?
Absolutely. And that's a lot also of who comes in to see me is they say, you know, I'm generally pretty healthy. I just want to make sure I stay that way. You know, yeah. I want to try to avoid cancer. That's the big one, right?
Sure.
I want to try to avoid getting cancer. What mm-hmm. can I do?
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at, again, diet, and we look at lifestyle, and we look at a class of herbs called adaptogens that help our body to adapt to the stressors around us
mm-hmm.
and recover from those stressors
mm-hmm.
and stay in balance.
And you've been in this area for how long?
I've been in this area now for 7 years. Herbal Wisdom Institute, we're now in our third year.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been doing clinical work here in the Prescott area since about 2011.
And one of the nice things about this area, you can get outdoors and do a lot of things and have fun outside.
That's right.
That
right.
Can keep
I love
you healthy,
it.
Can't it?
I love it, yeah.
How can people learn more about the Herbal Wisdom Institute and about what you do?
They can go to our website, which is herbalwisdominstitute.com, and mm-hmm. you can find information on clinic services there as well as a calendar of classes. So if you find a class that interests you, you can just register right there online, or you can always give us a call. But I really recommend you just stop into our apothecary
yeah.
in Prescott Valley and talk with our herbalists and take a look at what we have going on there. We're a fun group, so
yeah.
come in and say hello.
And where is the apothecary?
We are at 8141 East Florentine. That's Florentine Road, just west of Robert.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's Chris Vaughn, clinical herbalist with the Herbal Wisdom Institute. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success for you. Stay tuned because I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Following our first ever home maintenance calendar, we continue our look through windows. The different types to consider when looking for new windows, installing them yourself or letting a professional do the job, and now treating your windows' exterior look and efficiency. From getting your garden started to finishing your project, he's every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You heard me say before that Gone with the Wind, yeah, the big one, it's showing tonight at the Prescott Valley Harkins 14. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's only $5 on the big screen, and I bet you haven't seen Gone with the Wind on the big screen, only on video. You owe it to yourself to see it the way it was intended to be seen on the big screen. Hey, other great things coming up around town. Coming up this Saturday, the 17th, it's Mick Adams and his tribute to the Rolling Stones at the Elks Theater. Next weekend, Friday the 23rd, E.T., the extraterrestrial, showing on the big screen at the Elks Theater. Saturday the 24th, Terry and Nick Davies, Piano Men, their tribute to the music of Elton John and Billy Joel. That'll be gracing the Elks stage on Saturday the 24th. Then on the 25th, once again, Gone with the Wind, a second chance to see it on the big screen, Sunday the 25th at the Elks Theater. Coming up Friday the 30th, it's Those British Girls, a tribute to the 1960s and 70s British women who rose up the pop charts. That's also at the Prescott Elks Theater. And, of course, their most popular show every year, ABBA Fab, that is coming back on April 7th. That is a Saturday. ABBA Fab at the Prescott Elks Theater, courtesy of TAD Management. There's also basketball coming up shortly at the Prescott Valley Event Center. If you haven't been, if you haven't been to a Northern Arizona Suns game this year, well, time's running out and you got to get around to it. This is the 13th already, and coming up on the 16th at 7 o'clock, it's the Northern Arizona Suns versus Raptors 905. That will be on the 16th. On the 21st, it's the Suns versus Texas. The 23rd, the Suns versus Sioux Falls. And the 24th, it's the Suns versus the Sioux Falls Skyforce. March 24th, that is their final home game of the season. So you're running out of chances if you haven't yet seen the Northern Arizona Suns. Tickets start as low as $9 per game. You can't miss that. You know, tax time is coming up quicker than we think, and even though the tax deadline is pushed back to April 17th as opposed to the 15th as usual, you can still get free tax preparation thanks to the AARP Foundation Tax Aid Service. That is a walk-in service. Their Prescott site is open at the Prescott Gateway Mall. That's Suite 374. It's right next to Sears. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 3. That's Suite 374 at the Gateway Mall right next to Sears. They also have services at the Chino Valley Community Center and at Embry-Riddle University on Saturdays from 9 to 3. Stay tuned, because coming up is Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and on tomorrow's show, I will have author and educator Shirley Willis. She has written a book called Naked Teaching. Hey, don't get ahead of me. And then Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB and our friend Fred Vail from Charlotte Hall Museum. That's Q&A tomorrow at 3 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.